The first point is that the Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe must not try to divert attention from the real issues on the ground. The real issue on the ground at the moment is not about issuing two specific licenses. The real issue on the ground, first and foremost, is that the authority itself must be reformed. The board that runs the affairs of this authority must be reformed to reflect the national interest. Only after that we'll be able to talk of a comprehensive approach to this. We require many more radio stations to be licensed. We require community radio stations to be licensed. For the benefit of our own listeners here, I can bet my last cent here. The issue that they have given a specific number of licenses to say we are advertising for an application of two licenses for free-to-air national commercial radio broadcasting services. I can bet my last cent and actually say that they are already shelf companies, they are already pseudo companies that are waiting to grab these two licenses, and this will not change anything in the access to information that we are all clamoring for. So for me, it's a non-event.
Mr. Masugu, do you agree?
Yes. Well, every effort towards reforming the media is welcome. But I concur with what Mr. Mabenge has just said about the fact that they need to transform the authority in terms of the Broadcasting Services Act, and so that it is all-inclusive, and also to look at a broader picture rather than the free-to-air national commercial radio broadcasting service that has been advertised today. It is as if there is some pressure coming from somewhere that has caused this advert to go on air. But otherwise, if it was holistic, we would have actually seen a cross-section of different types of licenses being advertised today.
Yes, Mr. Mabenge, all this is coming amidst political pressure from SADC. Do you think ZANU-PF is ready to deliver concessions ahead of the next SADC summit?
ZANU-PF is not ready to deliver any genuine concessions. If anything, they know that at most 2 weeks from now, by the 11th of June, Zimbabwe is going to be on discussion again. So the advert itself does not necessarily mean that there is a particular reform or there is real reform of broadcasting in Zimbabwe. The advert, in my view, is meant to silence those who would go to the SADC extraordinary summit with this as one of the issues that ZANU-PF and that those in the inclusive government who are opposed to reform may say that, no, this is an issue that we are already addressing. So for me, I would be very much interested in seeing what exactly happens after this advert. But however, I maintain my point that the advert itself and the cosmetic representation of reform that we see here is an non-event.
Mr. Masugu, you are a seasoned broadcaster. What would be ideal reform to bring in new players in the broadcasting sector in Zimbabwe?
It would be good to have the regulator reformed as has always been called for, and then have a broad call for licenses that includes different sectors, because this one on its own is very prohibitive to many initiatives that has been or that have been looking forward to apply for licenses. We're looking at about $10,000 just for application, and then $15,000 per annum for license fees. This is quite huge, and also it includes a rollout plan for the transmitter network. It is quite involved, and it is not something that is very easy to come by. So I would actually prefer a holistic approach to the whole thing so that all different levels are affected.
Before I go to Mr. Mabenga, I'll ask you again, Mr. Masugu, in terms of community radios, why would you think that they are not offering any community radio licenses?
Well, there have been promises of community radio licenses, and also what we've heard is that those community radio licenses are going to be confined to certain parts of the country. Yet we've been calling for community radio licenses all over the country so that those who have got the edge and the enthusiasm to apply for them would do so, rather than being restricted. So it is a way of just having to show face, like Mr. Benge said, before the 11th, to show that at least something is happening. Yet it is something that is very difficult to achieve for many.
And yes, Mr. Mabenge, we see that Mr. Shamu in the media on the 26th said that the government has already started putting in place transmitters or radio equipment for rural community radio stations. Why rural community radio stations?
First and foremost, before I answer your question, just to add on to what Mr. Masuku was saying about community radio stations, the very reason why there is no enthusiasm to give these community radio stations licenses is because These give a voice to those who would not ordinarily be heard. These give a voice to real people on the ground that can articulate their issues. The community radio stations don't necessarily need even to broadcast at a national level, but these keep people informed, and this is the very reason why there is no enthusiasm and interest to have genuine licenses being offered to transmitters for them to be able to broadcast at a local level. Now to the next level is, we wonder why the government, cash-strapped, must bother itself by enacting a mask, by enacting all sorts of equipment to enter into broadcasting. If this is a competitive market, why not open it up to other competitors and other players, particularly those that are already engaged in civic matters, those that have the capacity to engage the civics, those that have the capacity to engage the masses at the local level, and allow those to be seized with these matters, rather than to say a government which is cash-strapped is busy enacting all sorts of equipment to cover face and say that there is community broadcasting that is happening, or there is some semblance of community broadcasting that must happen, or community radio stations that must not be opened. The people don't want radio stations that are opened and operated by the government. We are sick and tired of Radio 1, Radio 3, Radio 4. What people want are community radio stations that address their issues, and they know that these are best offered by independent players.
Mr. Masugu, lastly, what is the difference between political and commercial radio stations? And are community radio stations allowed to air political messages?
They can air political messages in some of their programs. I think it depends on the programming. There can be some discussions there on political issues. But however, they are much more effectively dealt with at a community level as well as at regional level. But however, the main thrust for these stations is profit. They have to survive through making money from their type of programming, advertising, sponsorship, and so forth.
Mr. Mabenge, your last word.
I would want to encourage the government of Zimbabwe, particularly policymakers, to ensure that there is genuine media reform, particularly in the broadcasting industry, and ensure that they invite other players. Don't restrict these to two players who are most likely two players that are already linked to the current running system. Last year, this very particular board set and they gave a license to a new player in the TV sector, and much to our surprise, it turned out to be another formation of ZTV in the name of Channel 2. That's not what Zimbabweans are looking for. Give genuine reforms to Zimbabweans and allow free to allow people to be heard, allow people to communicate and interact on radio stations freely outside ZBC.